do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Welcome, welcome once more to the Tough Things First podcast. My name is Guy Smith. The Tough Things First podcast is where Ray Zinn, the longest-serving CEO in Silicon Valley, helps you focus on being a better leader, a better executive, a better boss, maybe even being just a better person. And today, Ray is going to help you focus. Ray's understanding of the balance between being a leader focusing on details yet not being overwhelmed by all these details is of value to anyone in this data-driven world of ours today. Ray will help us understand how to find this balance, but I strongly advise you to get a copy of Ray's book, also called Tough Things First, at Amazon.com or your local bookstore. In this book, Ray goes into great detail about entrepreneurial focus, how to construct filters to prevent from being overwhelmed, the necessity of managerial and financial stall horns, and a lot more. When I meet with students at business schools, I tell them their education will be incomplete until they read Tough Things First. So let's talk about focus and overload. And how are you doing today, Mr. Ray Zinn?
I'm doing fine, Guy. Thanks for asking.
You have often said that entrepreneurs love details, have a lot of details to view, yet they need to be laser focused. How can they possibly do both?
Good question, Guy. So, as we know, about 80% of the data we collect is meaningless, meaning we can't really do anything with it. So having the proper filter, meaning to be able to extract from that morass of data the proper information, will help us be more effective in running our companies. It's kind of like the old saying, you know, analysis by paralysis. We tend to analyze ourselves to death and therefore don't move because we are so paralyzed.
So then, what is the nature of filtering information from the top? How can a CEO effectively pay attention to all these details and yet not all of the details?
Well, it's a learned process. It's not something that you can just, you know, snap your fingers and say, oh, I can do that. You have to know what information you want to glean and what information you want to disregard. It's that knowledge that you will get as a leader, whether you be a CEO or a manager of a department, to be able to really understand the kind of information that you will need to run your organization. That's the key. And if you don't know what information you need, get it, find it, and then you're ready to extract that valuable information that'll help you running your department.
Well, that certainly is interesting. That brings to mind the big problem that everyone in this digital age of ours faces, the fear of missing out, FOMO, as it's been abbreviated on the web. And so I can see how this becomes an increasingly big problem for CEOs. So can, in the attempt to cut down on the information, can a CEO go too far? Can filtering actually become a problem for him?
Well, yes. I guess if you filter out the stuff you need, some people do that. Some people just, as you would, turn off their hearing aid and just won't listen. That comes from that NIH phenomena not invented here. You know, when we become so caught up with our own knowledge and expertise and that we, you know, Father knows best, as you would, that we just disregard some very critical and key information. And that kind of differentiates us from the true leaders, is when we overfilter, or we're selective listening, I guess, we call it.
Staying focused is a big deal. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, they all said focus was essential to their success. So stay focused and filter the mountains of input wisely. And be sure to listen to the next episode of the Tough Things First podcast, where Ray will be discussing anger, hostility, and contention, and how that creates a lose-lose situation, as it seems to do all too often during election cycles. And meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to the Tough Things First podcast using your favorite mobile app and connect with Ray on social media. You can find his LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook contact points at toughthingsfirst.com/contact.